Hey, it's time to continue on with our talk about sustainability. We had about Oberlin College with their sustainability, the buildings and working for the environment. Earth Day, by the way, Craig, after further review, is on Tuesday, April 22nd. And here to talk about sustainability related to farming is Katie Sawyer. She and her husband Derek own and operate a 2,800-acre dryland and irrigated farm outside McPherson, Kansas. They also have cattle, and she's here today to talk about connecting, I guess, women who grow food to women who buy the food. Good morning, Katie. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Good morning.
So you are a first-generation farmer, if I understand correctly. You did not grow up in a farm business. You must have married into this sort of thing.
You're exactly right. I married into a fourth-generation farm, but I myself grew up in the town. It wasn't a big town, so I can't call it a city, but married into farming. So this is all a learning experience for me as well.
And how long did it take you to get your feet planted firmly in the soil there?
It took a couple years, about a million questions. I think my poor husband got tired of me after a while, but constantly still asking questions, going to a lot of conferences and just doing a lot of reading and kind of firsthand, hands-on experience about what they do and how they're doing it.
I was surprised to learn that 96% of the farms in the United States are family-owned and, passed on to generation to generation. These days, you think everything is a big corporation, like that's what all the farms are, but that's not really the case, I guess.
No. We have our farm is a business, and we run it as a family. We make decisions around the dinner table. My father-in-law is over, eats breakfast, makes decisions for the day of what they're gonna do, how they're gonna market products. So, what is most companies' boardroom is our dining room table.
And of course, as it says here, farmers pretty much celebrate Earth Day every day, because if the soil's not giving you what you want, that can really hurt your pocketbook.
Exactly. We can't, if we have a tractor that breaks, we can go out and buy a new tractor, but the tractor is the main component of our farm. We can do without that. It's the land and the water, and we can't just go, make new land and water. That is a resource that if we destroy it or, harm it in any way, exactly what you said, it's not going to produce for us, and, that's fewer acres we have to produce food on, and we're already producing more food for more people on fewer acres than we ever have, and so we have to work to keep every acre that we can healthy and productive for both this generation and the next generation.
And how do you do that with the land to keep it productive?
We make sure that all of the nutrients that a crop, will pull from the land, we replace, and we do that in a lot of really kind of natural, basic ways. We take the manure from our cattle, and which is actually full of great nutrients, and we spread it onto our soil, and the soil absorbs that. And then we make sure that we rotate our crops. Different crops pull different nutrients from the soil, and some crops even replenish the soil. And so by rotating what we grow in different fields, we help kind of keep that soil fresh and revitalized each year. On the cattle side, cattle obviously graze pasture ground, and so we make sure that they don't overgraze ground. They don't harm environments and habitats for other animals. And, they leave the pasture in as good a condition as what they found it so that it's there for them next year.
How did you survive the winter? How was this past season, the getting into springtime here? What have you seen as far as your farm, the condition of it?
We had a bumpy winter, I would say. It wasn't as bad as 2 years ago. We didn't get quite as much snow, but we had some really, really tough, cold, windy days. And those happened to be days that mother cows were giving birth to calves. So my husband and his dad were out around the clock every 2 hours keeping eyes on those cattle, pulling the cattle in and make sure that the animals had warm, dry areas to go out of the wind and out of the snow. And so we've continued to kind of keep that same mentality going as they grow to keep eyes on the animals. And then on the crop side, we're kind of waiting for rain around here. We've been dry despite the snow, and so we're kind of hoping for some rain here in the next couple of weeks.
We're talking today with Katie Sawyer, a Kansas farmer. Let's talk about these findoutcommonground.com. I looked at the site. There's all these smiling women there who I assume are all farmers like you, but you're there to kind of connect with the consumer a little bit. Talk about that.
We are. Common Ground is a national organization made up, exactly like you said, of mostly female volunteers. And most of the volunteers are exactly like myself. We're not only farm wives, but we're mothers, we're wives, and we make decisions and put food on the table just like anybody else does. And so what we do is we work to connect our farm knowledge with the people who make food and eating decisions for their families, their businesses, the public. And so we don't force any kind of conversation, but we simply try to answer questions that they have, you know, show you firsthand if possible how we do what we do and explain why we do what we do.
Again, it is findourcommonground.com. You can go get more information about that and find out about family farming and different things about food facts. I'm sure there's recipes on there as well. That's always a key thing. What do I do with this thing that I purchased that was grown? And, of course, locally, we like the fact that spring is here because the farmers markets start up again, and that's a good chance to meet the people that actually grow your food, which is something that doesn't always happen with us. We appreciate your time this morning, Katie. Thanks for sharing the stories, and good luck with your season, your growing season coming up. Appreciate it.